You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rams Nation, what is good? It's your boy Sosa Cremenges, fantasy analyst at Pro Football Focus, and your host of the Locked On Rams podcast, your number one daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Rams. Welcome to the Monday edition of the Locked On Rams podcast. Today's episode is going to be a really exciting one, so we're going to cover all of the major transactions that just happened over the weekend. Obviously, NFL teams had their cutdown day. They had to cut their rosters down from 80 to 53-man rosters, and they had to fill out their 15-man practice squad rosters. So there was a lot of transactions. The Rams made a lot of moves, and we're just going to dive right into it. So to start out the episode, we're just going to jump right into some of the major cuts that the Los Angeles Rams had to make over cutdown day on the weekend. And so some of the major names that were included on this list were 7th round pick inside linebacker out of Baylor, Clay Johnston, who is featured on Hard Knocks and just ultimately couldn't get a spot on the 53-man roster. Fellow inside linebacker and undrafted free agent, Christian Roseboom. There was cornerback Dante Dion, who was also featured on Hard Knocks and was actually with the Rams in 2019 and actually spent a little bit of time, you know, on the roster and on the practice squad, and he actually impressed in the preseason in 2019, so it might have been a little bit of a surprise to see him not make the roster this season. But there was major news at the kicker position as well. The Rams elected to stick with 7th round pick out of Miami of Ohio, Samuel Sloman, which means they did release kicker Austin McGinnis as well as a fan favorite and one of my favorite players, and someone who I was definitely rooting for, former CFL All-Star Liram Hirulahu. And, you know, that comes to a surprise for many, particularly myself, because all of the information that we were fed over the last few weeks led us to believe, really, that Hirulahu seemed to be separating himself from the pack, and McGinnis was kind of in that second spot and kind of closing the gap with Hirulahu, and then Sloman just felt like a distant third. But the Rams elected to go with the rookie. They invested a 7th round pick in him, and you know, the word coming out of camp now is that he made a strong rally in the last week, particularly from deep, 50 plus in terms of his kicks. And so ultimately that's the route the Rams chose, and so we'll see how that works out this season. But some of the other names that were intriguing were also inside linebacker / edge rusher Natrez Patrick, who was an undrafted free agent from Georgia who joined the team in 2019 and actually stuck on the roster for a little bit and was on the practice squad for a little bit. He also impressed in the 2019 preseason period, and so that ultimately likely got him a spot on the roster last season. So it's somewhat of a surprise to see him not make the roster this year, particularly because on cutdown day, the Rams actually elected to only keep 3 inside linebackers, and so that was quite a big talking point amongst fans and media. But the Rams did only keep 52 guys on their main roster after cutdown day, and so, you know, they were obviously going to make a move, and we'll talk about that later. But the last notable name for me, at least, was undrafted quarterback out of Virginia, Bryce Perkins. And so I'm not necessarily surprised that Perkins didn't make the roster, because the Rams elected to just keep more numbers elsewhere. So they kept 4 tight ends, they kept 10 offensive linemen, and both of those numbers are, you know, typically larger than teams would keep in most years. Most years you would maybe keep 9 offensive linemen, and most teams are probably going to keep 3 tight ends. And so the Rams elected to double up on those positions, and ultimately that means that only starter Jared Goff and backup John Wolford are the only quarterbacks on the roster, though we'll get into later who they brought back on the practice squad, and it maybe make some sense. But it seems to be maybe like a risky proposition in this season with the whole COVID-related season we're going to enter, really. Anything can happen, obviously, with this whole virus, and it's unprecedented, really, the situation that everyone's entering. And so there's going to be a lot of major question marks in terms of false testing and positive testing, and, you know, guys that maybe can't go 1 week or can't go for a couple weeks. And if that were to happen to a team's quarterback, obviously that would be incredibly detrimental to their potential success. And so that was one reason why I thought maybe the Rams would be interested in keeping 3 quarterbacks on the roster, just in case, you know, something did happen in terms of the COVID thing, or even just regular injury, really. You would want another option on the bench that already has familiarity with the system, and, you know, he's kind of up to speed, and although he's an undrafted free agent and everything, you typically wouldn't want him to play, though you know, he might provide the best chance to play because, you know, if something happens, say week four, and you have to sign a guy on a Tuesday in week four and he's, you know, slated to start in week five, I mean, you know, that would really pose some serious issues in terms of you'd have to really dummy down your offense and play the very, very basics, and the terminology would be, you know, very complex and hard to pick up. And the chemistry, really, you probably wouldn't be able to build that for the rest of the season, never mind in the next few weeks. And so that's an interesting topic, I think, and something we could really delve into later, though. Jared Goff has started every single game and has been healthy throughout his whole NFL career. And so, you know, knock on wood that that continues, but he's really been a pillar of consistency in terms of his health and just availability. And so that might have been one of the reasons that the Rams were more comfortable with actually just keeping two quarterbacks. And so that's ultimately the decision that they made. And I think that list of players is probably the most interesting names among the cut players, though, you know, there were a handful of others. Obviously, the Rams had to go from 80 to 53, and ultimately they went down to 52. And so a lot of guys, unfortunately, lost their jobs. And, you know, certain players are going to end up in different teams and different practice squads. And some players ultimately are not even going to stick in the league. And it's sad to think, though, this season and this offseason was a really strange one. And it's obviously very hard to project in terms of how things are going to play out. And, you know, they only had so many limited reps and attempts to impress coaching staffs. And that was ultimately, I think, the biggest loss in terms of this offseason and this preseason, though. Hopefully these guys can remain in the NFL for the next year. And even if they don't, they can get a legitimate shot next offseason to actually play some preseason games and potentially put some tape together and, you know, maybe stick around somewhere and potentially grow into and develop into something much bigger, because we've seen a lot of undrafted free agents and a lot of small name players and coming out of small name schools make a huge name for themselves, make a huge career, and make a huge living for themselves. And so that would be ideal to see everybody stick around eventually, whether it be this year or even in the next offseason. So for anyone that may be listening, and you guys probably aren't, but keep your heads up and just keep hustling and keep grinding, because that opportunity is coming. And coming up in just a moment, I'm going to discuss which players the Rams actually decided to bring back to their practice squad and which players the Rams poached from other NFL rosters. And while we've got you, come connect with us on Twitter for all the coverage you need on the Los Angeles Rams. You can find me at QB's MVP, and you can find the page at Locked On Rams. This season, get football on your time with NFL Game Pass. You can catch every snap from every game with full game replays and see all of the plays in just 45 minutes with condensed games. You can relive all the gutsy calls, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars from every game, every week. It's all the action, all the football you can handle, all in one place. And NFL Game Pass is the only place you can replay every game all season long. You'll also learn from the league's best players with over 40 NFL Game Pass film session episodes. Go inside the game from a player's perspective as they break down the game's concepts and techniques. Learn from the best, like Deshaun Watson, who just got a bag, Stephon Gilmore, Devontae Adams, and many more. NFL Game Pass also provides access to the entire NFL Films archive. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops. In the last segment, I teased some of the players that the Los Angeles Rams decided to stash on their 15-man practice squad. And so as of today, and you know, this situation is fluid, certain guys are going to be called up to the 53-man roster. Certain guys are going to be replaced with other practice squad players from around the league and so on and so forth. So this probably isn't the final 15-man practice squad roster, though. For now, this is what we've got. These are the guys that are returning to the Rams. And so we'll just begin from the top and work our way down. And the first option and first guy to return is linebacker Daniel Bitulli, tight end Kendall Blanton, who was with the team in 2019 and was on the practice squad in 2019 as well. Center and undrafted free agent Cole Cabral, undrafted player, defensive tackle Marquise Copeland, fan favorite and Hard Knocks superstar cornerback Dante Dion, who, you know, was really impressive in the 2019 preseason. And it comes as no surprise to me that the Rams obviously wanted him back on the practice squad, though I am slightly surprised that no NFL team actually picked him up. I really thought that Dion has not only a place in this league, but with his size and you know, his change of direction ability and just his bounce and his quickness and his agility, I think he's an ideal option in today's NFL for someone who wants to play in the nickel or someone who's got a kick inside at corner. And so I think Dion could really be a gamer somewhere. You know, ultimately all the teams passed on him, and the Rams were lucky to get to revert him to their practice squad, which is ideal, I'm sure. So it'll be nice to see Deion back on that practice squad, particularly because, you know, he's a great guy. Not just that, but he's absolutely a talent worth trying to develop and seeing, you know, next year if that depth chart starts to thin out, if Deion can really crack it next year and maybe even potentially grab a starting job or something. So I really like that addition. I really like bringing him back. Then we keep going with guard Jamil Demby, who was seventh round pick in 2018. He's stuck with the Rams ever since. He's kind of bounced back and forth in terms of the 53-man roster and the practice squad. And at one point, he did go to the Detroit Lions' team, though he found his way back to the Rams relatively quickly. Defensive tackle Michael Hoyt, if I mispronounce that, I apologize. Defensive back Juju Hughes, who was also one of the players who was highlighted on Hard Knocks for having the toothpick in his mouth while practicing and so on and so forth. So it's nice to see Hughes back, though he likely won't be getting much playing time, if any at all, this season. Wide receiver JJ Koski is returning. Defensive back Tyreek McGee. Linebacker Derek Moncrief. Linebacker slash edge rusher Natrez Patrick, who I mentioned before. He was also an undrafted free agent out of Georgia. He's kind of a hybrid in terms of his ability to play on the edge and inside at inside linebacker. And so it's nice to see him return, because he definitely is somebody who's worth developing and seeing if he can stick and continue to progress as a player. Fellow inside linebacker Christian Roseboom, who had a lot of high reviews really from this training camp period. A lot of people thought, you know, that Roseboom might actually stick on the 53-man roster, and while he didn't do that, he comes back to the team at a relatively weak position. And you know, if he can continue to progress like all of these other guys, he could find himself on the roster at some point this season, you know, in case of an injury, or he could even find himself on the roster next season, because the Rams, again, don't have that much talent at the inside linebacker position, and they do have a lot of question marks there. So it's good to see these guys stick around. Lastly, defensive end Jonah Williams, and then arguably the most important player on this entire list, quarterback Bryce Perkins, who I mentioned earlier. The Rams do get to keep three quarterbacks, though Perkins will be on the practice squad as opposed to the 53-man roster. That's notable because it's good that, you know, the Rams spent this summer really developing Perkins and getting him up to speed with the offense and the terminology and everything like that. So it is important to have Perkins return in case of any injury or any COVID-related incident happens and, you know, one of the quarterbacks go down. I'm sure Perkins would be the first man up, really, and the first option, you know, when the Rams start to look inside their own building and then kind of take that search outside if that situation were to arise, though. As of right now, it seems that the Rams are comfortable leaving Perkins on the practice squad, and, I mean, it appears to be a good decision, really, because Perkins did clear waivers, as did all the remaining names here. And so that means they're going to revert to the Rams' practice squad. And as I mentioned when I started, you know, this situation is fluid. It wouldn't be surprising to see somebody potentially get, you know, waived now and eventually added to this practice squad. And then somebody would obviously have to be released to make room for them. Or if the Rams really just don't see somebody on this list being worth developing and just start to look outside of the building in terms of who they may add to the practice squad. And so this situation is never ending and really always changing. And so we'll keep our eyes on that. But as of right now, this is the Rams' 15-man practice squad. And this is the roster of guys that the Rams are going to go into the season with in case of injury and in terms of just development. And so one interesting thing that I've noticed is that with this whole COVID-related incident, the NFL has expanded their practice squads. I believe it was from 10 players to 15, or from 8 to 15. But they actually did also allow veterans to be stashed on the practice squad. I don't recall how many spots. I think it's either 4 or 6 of your practice squads could be specifically targeting veterans with many accrued seasons. And so something interesting is that the Philadelphia Eagles actually stashed 41-year-old quarterback Josh McCown on their practice squad, which makes, you know, McCown the oldest player ever in NFL history to be on a practice squad. And so that's one thing that I've noticed about the Rams' practice squad, is that they actually don't have any legitimate veterans on this practice squad. It's all, you know, young players within their first year or two or even three in the league. And so that's kind of notable and something I'm interested in just getting a word on, you know, whether or not the Rams really looked into potentially adding an older, a veteran player in one of these spots, or if they would just prefer to stick with their young guys that they know and just try to develop them moving forward. Coming up, when we return, I will discuss the two players that the Rams added from the waiver wire to their 53-man roster and the one that got away. Make sure to check back on Tuesday with our first game week episode. Man, I'm hyped. Football is back. The Rams are going to be highlighting the first Sunday night football game at SoFi Stadium against the Dallas Cowboys. Man, that's going to be great. We're going to highlight the opponent for the week, which is, like I mentioned, the Cowboys. We're going to talk about the injury reports and what they're looking like for that first contest. And we're really going to talk about what the Rams' key to success are. The fitness industry is incredibly confusing and oversaturated with BS. I'd like to think my word holds a lot of weight, as I've lost 150 pounds over the last 20 months. With that being the case, I've been on the lookout for the perfect protein bar and have finally stumbled upon one called the Built Bar. You need to check them out. They're absolutely delicious and they offer 18 different flavors, so you can really never get bored. The bars are also healthy, they're low in calorie, they're low in sugar. They've got 19 grams of protein per bar, they're high in fiber, and they even work for those on the keto diet. You can even get a free cooler with your purchase while supplies last. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off all orders. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Last segment, I teased some of the additions and the losses by the Los Angeles Rams. And so these next two players are players that the Los Angeles Rams added from opposing practice squads and the waiver wire. And obviously, with that being the case, the Rams had to add them to their 53-man roster. Otherwise, these players would revert to their original teams as practice squads. And so the first name to note and highlight, really, and maybe the most intriguing name here, is that former Denver Broncos inside linebacker slash edge rusher Justin Hollins is the first addition that the Rams brought in from outside. And so, obviously, being from Denver, he was coached by Brandon Staley, the Rams' new defensive coordinator this year. He was the coach in Denver last year. And so he specifically played a hand in Hollins's, you know, recruitment and selection and everything. He was a linebackers coach, and so that was one of his guys. And so the familiarity there is no surprise. Obviously, that's how the league works. It is notable, obviously, because Staley handpicked this guy to come to the Rams now, and the Rams do have major needs at inside linebacker. And so, you know, Hollins really could find his way into a starting position really quickly if things turn out to be that way. But Hollins was a fifth round pick in the 2019 NFL draft. He was drafted by the Broncos, as I mentioned. He came from the Oregon College program. He stands 6'5" and 248 pounds, so he's quite a massive figure at that linebacker spot. A little bit undersized in terms of his weight for the edge rusher position, so he may project better at the inside linebacker spot. He had a really athletic combine. His scores were really impressive. His height was 87th percentile. His 40-yard dash was 98th percentile. He ran a 4.5 40. His vertical jump was 84th percentile. His broad jump, 72. Three cone, 75. 20-yard shuttle, 53. 60-yard shuttle, 35. So this is a guy with elite-level athleticism, really. So it should come as no surprise that, you know, the Rams really want to try to mold this guy into something that could potentially start and potentially excel down the line. He's a super athletic player. He got a little bit of playing time in 2019. He only played 266 total snaps. He had a 55.8 overall PFF grade, 68.9 run grade. He had a 49.2 pass rush grade, and he had a 51.8 coverage grade. And so, you know, it would seem that he's probably best at playing the run, at least in his first NFL season. And so some of the numbers that he accumulated in that 2019 rookie season, he had 10 total pressures, and he allowed 7 receptions on 9 targets for 55 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns, both of which came against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And one interesting thing to note is that he was actually named the East-West Shrine Game MVP in 2019. And so this is a guy who I'm really intrigued by. I'm going to have to do more digging, obviously, to just know and formulate an opinion on him and his skill set as a player and what he could bring to the roster in terms of his capabilities. And so it's good to see the Rams address that inside linebacker position, and now they appear to be 4 men deep on that position on the depth chart. The second name that the Rams claimed, and this was not too long ago, it was late into the night, was Tampa Bay Buccaneers running back Raymond Calais. Calais was waived when the Buccaneers officially announced the signing of running back Leonard Fournette. Calais was a seventh round pick. He was the 245th overall pick in the 2020 NFL draft. He was a rookie this season, and so some of his interesting tidbits are that he stands 5'8". He only weighs 188 pounds, so, you know, he's in scat back kind of territory. He has special teams capabilities, and that's probably his best role in the NFL. He's a former Louisiana Raging Cajun player. He had 1,845 career rushing yards in college and 15 touchdowns. He didn't really contribute much as a receiver. He only had 145 receiving yards and one touchdown in his career, though his biggest contributions were pretty much on special teams, where he racked up 2,493 kick return yards and two touchdowns. And so that was an average of 25.2 yards, which is pretty impressive. And so, you know, with him being on the Rams' 53-man roster, you could probably assume that they're going to expect for him to either return kicks or punts, though he didn't really return punts in college. So that may be a job better suited for Nasimba Webster. And you could see a guy like Calais figuring into that kick return spot. And so that is an interesting tidbit there, because the Rams did ultimately keep undrafted free agent Xavier Jones at the running back position too. And so we'll see how that numbers game plays out. Lastly, the one that got away, inside linebacker Clay Johnston, seventh round pick of the Rams from Baylor, Mr. Fudge on Hard Knocks. He was sounded like he was going to be a priority for the practice squad, though he actually took off and got signed by the Carolina Panthers, who employ his father, I believe, as a strength and conditioning coach or something similar to that regard. And so can't really fault Johnston for going, you know, where he knows people. His dad's there. He's friends with his dad's. He's coaches and his friends. And so, you know, the ties were really there. And that move makes a lot of sense for Johnston. And so I'm happy to see him go there. It's unfortunate for the Rams. And, you know, this is the second offseason for the Rams where they lose a potentially promising young linebacker and a seventh round pick. And if you recall, last season they lost Dakota Allen when they tried to stuff him on the practice squad, and now it's Johnston. So the Rams may be better served to not try this theory again next season, though. I'm happy for Johnston. Hopefully things work out for him in Carolina. And if they don't, I'm certain that the Rams would be interested in bringing him back and, you know, really just stashing him on their practice squad, or potentially even elevating him to the 53-man roster at some point. Though the Rams look to have filled his spot with Justin Hollins, and for now, the Rams have made their 53-man roster, and we're on to week one. So check back in with us on Tuesday to hear us highlight the opponent for the week, what the injury reports are looking like, and what the Rams' key to success are. Just a reminder, come connect with us on Twitter. You can find me at QB's MVP. You can find the page at Locked On Rams. Please subscribe or follow to get our latest episodes, content, breaking news, and a whole lot more.